And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Make the tough decisions today for a better tomorrow. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike Harrison, real estate investor, proud member, radio, and podcast host. Today we're talking about something that most people know they need to do, but very few actually act on, right? How many of us find ourselves in that camp? Heck, I find myself in that camp, just taking care of the house and things I know I need to get to, and somehow don't get to it, and then it becomes urgent. But the theme for today is simple, and we'll call this show, Make the Tough Decisions Today for a Better Tomorrow. Now, my mom used to have a saying whenever she'd want me to stop down and take a piece of advice, and she didn't do this very often, but she used the phrase, she'd say, humor me for a moment. And that was my mom's way of kind of saying, hey, I'm going to throw some considerations out, and you really should take a moment to think about it. Well, that fits for the show for today. Humor me for a moment. Here's the truth. Financial freedom is not an accident. It's not luck. It's not time in the stock market. I'll tell you what financial freedom's about. It's about discipline. It's about education. It's about choosing long-term security over short-term comfort, right? You've got $50,000 you can invest, and boy, a new truck is looking good, or I'd like to do a patio addition, or what have you, like to take a vacation, or you invest it, right? You invest it and you create passive income. It's not sexy, but it's long-term security. It's about choosing long-term security over short-term comfort. And I'm going to share three deep reasons that I came up with why you should seriously consider investing in rental real estate to create passive income. Not necessarily for today. It's nice for today, but it's really about the long term. It's about long-term security. It's about making adult decisions. And I'll tell you this, waiting just might be the riskiest decision of all. So let's dive in. Reason number one that I came up with, retirement will require more than you think. It will require more than you think. Everyone kind of has a preconceived notion. Whatever you think that is, you're going to need more. Let's start with reality. Bottom line, we're living longer. Humans are living longer. Healthcare costs, what are they doing? They never get cheaper, friends. Never. The healthcare industry, the brand new hospitals and this and that and the high-tech equipment, everything's just more and more expensive. Healthcare costs are rising. They're going to cost more when you're finally in that retirement window. Inflation. Inflation's always there. I mean, there's a lot of noise about it because it went up faster than it's ever gone in the history of the United States over a shorter amount of time. But it's always there. It's never not there. The goal is to always have it. The Fed is always trying to keep some sort of inflation. So inflation is compounding quietly in the background. None of those are up for debate. Living longer, healthcare costs going up, inflation compounds in the background. However, what do they rely on? They're relying on Social Security, a 401k, the ones that have it, and hope. And let's not discount hope, because that's a lot of people's plan. You've heard me say this before. A 401k is nothing more than a pile of money. That's it. But rental real estate is a stream of income. And that's what wealthy people buy. They buy streams of income. They buy security. They buy long-term stability. There is a difference. Okay? When you finally get to whatever that retirement window is for you, and it's not an age, but I'll tell you, when you get there, what are you going to need? What do you need? Above and beyond anything else, you're going to need monthly income. You need money to show up no matter what the market's doing, okay? You can't get trapped in that. It doesn't matter if the market goes up or the market goes down. You need income. So the tough question is, okay, and this is 100% why I began investing in real estate. If you, quote unquote, retired today, or let's just say if you didn't go to work today, how much income would you need to continue to remain solvent, to handle your financial obligations? I'll tell you this, the answer for most people is uncomfortable. And uncomfortable, I'm being gentle when I say uncomfortable. But think about it. You stop working today, or if you retired today, all right, pick one, whichever. How much income do you need, right? Write it down. How much do you need? Because that's the number you need to beat. And by investing in cash flowing real estate, you can chunk your way to that number. This is where real estate changes the equation, my friends. Instead of selling assets to live, right, that pile of money that you've accumulated for decades upon decades, it's completely different. You're owning assets that are producing income. So you're not worrying about some sequence of return risk and everything that goes into managing that bag of money. It's opposite. What you're doing is collecting rent, right? You own rental assets, you're collecting rent. It's completely 100% different. Rent is due on the first. It's late on the third. I mean, this is what we teach. And there's nothing wrong with renting. I mean, renting, all we're doing is taking advantage of the fact that over 50% of the people out there rent, and that number is growing. It's growing. So why not be the best rental property owner you can be the way we teach it? We're not slumlords. Provide a great product at a great price to a great person or a great family. Why not take advantage of that? Because if you're not taking advantage of that, I promise you I am. And all my friends that are fellow real estate investors and all my friends at Lifestyles Unlimited, we're taking advantage of it. All we're doing is seeing, hey, there's a giant need in the market. Why don't we supply that need? We're not worried about portfolio in and out and rebounds. We're controlling performance through operations. And that's why I say make the tough decisions today that will change your life tomorrow. I'm sharing three reasons why you should consider investing in rental real estate to create passive income. And I'm also going to tell you that waiting might just be the riskiest decision of all, right? You're missing that opportunity cost of waiting. And I'm telling you, if you wait, what's going to happen is 3 months, 6 months, a year, 2 year, 3 year, 5 year. I have people reach out all the time, and I've known people that have come and gotten educated at Lifestyles Unlimited. But basically, there's an entire group of people that finally invest in real estate when they could have done it years ago. And I was one of those people. I chewed on it for about 4 years before I finally pulled the trigger. But what did I lose during that time? Now, I'm glad I got to where I am, and it took action. It took realization. It took just basically putting your foot down and saying, all right, I'm going to do it. That first reason I shared, you'll have to go to the podcast if you missed it, or the website, lifestylesunlimited.com. My second reason, this is a good one, okay? I read financial information. I get a daily blurb that comes to me in my email, and I don't always get to it every day, but I try to. You know, I'm a financial nerd. I've always kind of been in that realm. So I just want to see what's going on out there. And I've noticed a recent shift. Pay attention to what smart money is doing. And you can substitute the term big money instead of smart money. But over the past year, there's been a noticeable trend among institutional investors and hedge funds. And many of these large. These are massive, okay? We're just mom-and-pop real estate investors. But you always kind of want to see what, quote-unquote, the smart money's doing. And I'm not saying these folks are always right. In fact, they name days, right? There's days for when they're wrong. They get names like Black Monday and that sort of thing. But I'll just tell you, over the past year, there has been a trend among these big fund managers, institutional investors. And what they're doing is they're actively reducing exposure to highly valued public equities. And what they're doing is increasing allocations to private markets, including real estate. Right? Why? So I started looking, and there's a company called IG Prime. I don't know who they are, but and there's a lot of this out there, but they did a survey today. Nearly half of hedge funds now allocate capital to private real estate. Okay, what are they doing? Large asset managers have publicly discussed increasing exposure to income producing real assets. Why? As a hedge against volatility. Okay. Now, we're real estate investors, but I'm telling you, these big Wall Street folks are saying, hey, we need to own some of this. We need to put some of this in our portfolio. I'll tell you this, pension funds, sovereign wealth funds, these, they're not controlling billions, they're controlling trillions. They continue allocating big money into commercial real estate and private credit. Now, commercial real estate, there is a subset of commercial real estate called multifamily real estate, apartment communities. That's where we target. We're not commercial real estate investors in the commercial real estate term that you may be thinking, warehouses, strip centers, that sort of thing. We're specific on multifamily and single family. But they're putting billions into real estate and private credit. We got to go to the why. Okay, why? I'll tell you, it's no secret. Valuations of the public markets are stretched. I mean, you hear all-time high on the stock market all the time. They're stretched. Go look at a price-to-earnings ratio. No one even pays attention to those anymore. They're massively elevated. Volatility's elevated. I'll tell you, the bottom line is income matters again to these folks. It's always mattered to us. Reason number one to invest in real estate is cash flow. Okay. It's not appreciation. It's not hope. It's not the idea that the asset will be worth tomorrow more than it is today. It will, by the way, but that's not our reason that we invest in real estate. It's income. And suddenly these hedge fund managers are saying, hey, we got away from income. We got real heavy in equities. We need less volatility and we need income. So the $1 million question for you, and it is a $1 million question at our level. If $1 billion and $1 trillion portfolio managers are increasing exposure to real estate, and they are, why are everyday people still 100% tied to the stock market? There it is. That's the question. I'll tell you, it's comfort zone and it's herd mentality. Talked about that. If you're into equities and all that, I'm not here to say abandon ship. Okay. I'm not exposed to equities. I took my money out of the 401k a long time ago. That's a different show for a different day as to why I did that. What I am saying, if you're into that and the smart money is now putting portions of that portfolio, large portions, I'm not talking about 5 or 10%, I'm talking about 30, 40, 50, sometimes more, into real assets, into income-producing assets. So I'm saying diversify intelligently, okay? Institutional investors, and these are people, some of the smartest people on the planet, they understand something powerful. Real estate produces income. It offers tax advantages. It behaves different than stocks. And these hedge fund managers are allocating based on math, not emotion. So again, the tough decision today is, are you going to stay in traditional markets or are you going to begin building income producing assets, right? And when we come back on the other side, or on the next podcast, depending on how you're listening, I'll get into my reason number three, why you need to seriously look at adding some passive income and some future stability to your life.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Looking for a smarter way to build income?
Lifestyles Unlimited teaches real estate investing strategies designed to help you take control of your future. Text radio to 88007. Radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. Throw my email out one more time. Please reach out. I respond personally here to help. That's askmike@luinc.com. And if you have any questions, feel free to email them to me. If I can share those questions on the show, if it's a great topic, with your permission, I'll gladly share that on the show. I've been sharing three deep reasons why you should consider investing in rental real estate to create passive income. And just waiting is the riskiest decision you can do. Right now is a great time to purchase real estate. It is a fan. We're coming into an upswing, and it's been, we've had some headwinds in the past. We're finally getting some tailwind going forward, and real estate does move in cycles, and every sign I see is that we are on an uptick. If you missed those first two reasons, you can go to the website or the podcast app on your smartphone and find the previous shows. Reason number three, control, leverage, and inflation protection. So it's really reason number three is three additional reasons, but I baked them all into one. I think control is my favorite, might be the most powerful, but real estate gives you control. When you own rental property, you can improve operations. You can increase rents. There's a way to do it. Get educated, okay? But you can improve operations. You can increase rents. You can reduce expenses, right? You can manage it efficiently. You can refinance. I've refinanced a number of properties. It's great. It's basically, it's a loan on the property, but it is tax-free, and it gives me additional capital to go invest in more real estate. And you can reposition that asset. You can reposition it. You can make it better. That is one of the main things that we teach, is take the poorly, let's just say, maintenance deferred property, the property that hadn't had any love for some amount of time or since the thing was built. I've seen them all kinds of ways, and I've seen them absolutely destroyed. Those make the best properties. We go in, we fix everything, best product, best price, managed by the best people, so that we can have a clean, functional asset for a great resident of that property, a resident that's going to want to stay in that property. Yes, we screen. We're not slumlords, okay? We do real estate differently, okay? Only different in that the methods we're using are time-tested, hundreds of years old, but we do focus on best property, best price. Again, oftentimes we'll buy a property and we actually build into our spreadsheet, we will spend more on upkeep and expenses and maintenance than the previous owners. And we have a tick up each and every year because we want to take care of that property, maintain a great place to live because that person's going to stay in that property for an extended amount of time. Real estate gives you that control. We can influence the outcome. Now, if you own a stock or a mutual fund, do you have any control? You know the answer to that. No. All you have is hope. You hope the manager of that mutual fund or the owner of the stock or the board or what have you performs. And that doesn't always happen. And sometimes it purposely doesn't perform, or purposely a division. And maybe that's where they may be tanking a division on purpose. There are reasons that business people do business things, but you don't have control over that. You're not sitting in the boardroom. You're not privy to what they're talking about, even though you're quote unquote part owner. They give you that once a year prospectus and the meeting and the shareholder deal, and you get to take your 200 shares of that stock and vote, and there's only outstanding, I don't know, 500 million shares. Your vote really, you don't have any say, okay? You don't have any control. Again, what you have is hope. That's the massive difference, right? And then we're still in reason three, control, leverage, inflation, protection. Let's get into that second part, leverage. What a beautiful word. What a beautiful word. I was so debt averse by the time I came to Lifestyles Unlimited because I was a Dave Ramsey acolyte, right? I had a lot of debt. I didn't mismanage it. I had a good corporate job, but you know, we wanted wood floors in, you know, half the house. Hey, let's put in wood floors. I didn't pay cash for it. Like I do stuff today and have for the several years. I could have, I guess, but you get sucked into that, just finance it for 5 years or 6 years or what have you. I always paid my credit card bills off each and every month. That's something I've always done. That's something I was taught at the youngest age possible. But I did have some debt and found Dave Ramsey and got out of that, you know, for us, my wife and I. We thought, you know, the way you bought a car was you finance a car, right? It's what everyone else does. We didn't know any better. Pay cash for cars now, right? Cash. Here is, I want that car. I will pay X and you drive out. But leverage, once I became educated to know what investment grade leverage is, what proper leverage is, what good debt is, I'm all for it. I want as much leverage in my life as possible, right? As in eight figures. I'd love to see nine. I think that's insane. But there are real estate investors that have massive, massive leverage. We put leverage on everything we buy, not because we like to owe money to the bank. No, we're smart and we realize that by bringing the bank to the table, we can control that entire asset with just a very fraction of capital. Try doing that in the stock market. You can't. Hey, I want 100 shares of Tesla stock, but I'm going to put 20% down. That's not how the stock market works. But in real estate, that's how real estate works. And I will tell you this. You may think that banks just like to loan money because they make the interest on it. That's how they make, you know, that's one of the main ways that a bank performs. I'll tell you, they're not just loaning money on something that's not going to pay. They're digging in, overly so today, more than they have in the past. But where I'm going here is, if a bank blesses your idea, your deal, and they go, I think that's great. Everything you've laid out looks good. I'm happy to give you 70% toward the purchase of that asset or 80% toward the purchase of that asset. Whatever that is, that's a good sign. Okay. If other people have looked at it, people who do this for a living, and they say, hey, this is great. What they're really saying is they're saying our odds of getting paid back on this are tremendous. A plus, we're going to get paid. This deal works. It pencils. We will loan you money. So leverage, it's kind of a blessing of the deal that you're about to do, okay? Banks don't willy-nilly just give you money, hope you fail, take the asset back. That is, this is a family-ish radio show. That's not an activity they want to engage in, okay? So leverage, you can control in real estate a large asset with a fraction of the capital. We make more. We get all the benefits of owning that asset with just the fraction. Lastly, inflation protection. As inflation rises, rents rise, replacement costs rise, property values adjust. Housing is not optional. People need a place to live. That creates durability. So when markets swing wildly, real estate income often continues. And again, it's about making a decision today. Do I want assets that fluctuate in price or assets that produce income and give me control? But I want to share with you the people who win long term, okay? The people who win long term, they're not the lucky ones. They're not. You may say, they're lucky. No, they're the educated ones. They're the disciplined ones. So important. They're the ones who act before they feel ready. These people aren't acting on emotions. They're acting on proper financial decisions, small choices today and compounding those over time. It's an old saying, overnight success takes 15 years. These are the people that have been practicing for a lot longer than 15 years, but they're not lucky. They're educated. They're disciplined. They're acting not off of feelings, but off of discipline, smart decisions. And if you're thinking, okay, if you're listening to this show and you're going, oh my gosh, real estate investing, there's all this to it and it's all this information, I'm not sure I can do it or I don't know enough yet. You're thinking right, okay? Because we don't want you jumping in. You're thinking correctly. Education is step one. Now, I went and bought real estate without being educated at all. I winged it. Maybe I got lucky. I made money my first 2 years, and then I got educated, and I realized everything I was doing wrong and became extremely effective as a real estate investor. But education, step one. If I may, I'd like to encourage you to take a look at Lifestyles Unlimited. It changed my life. It's a real estate mentoring educational group. But Lifestyles Unlimited, for 35 years, has been teaching people every day how to properly invest in rental real estate to create passive income. And again, we focus on single family and multifamily, and we do it the right way. We're not speculating. We're not gambling. This is not hype. Education, strategy, community. And I can't stress community enough. It is a group of people, like-minded people, and we network each and every month. Our expo's coming up. I encourage you to go to the website, lifestylesunlimited.com. We'll be in San Antonio, Texas. It's right around the corner. It's mid-March, spring break, March 12th. It's going to extend through, but it is our Lifestyles Unlimited Expo. Again, you can find more info on our website. Now, to close it out, I keep getting emails asking if it will be a better time to buy once the housing market crashes. Now, these are people who are not real estate investors, but they are considering it. Maybe they're making plans to do it for maybe those same reasons that I mentioned previously, right? Smart money's doing it. You have control. You've got inflation. It's a hedge against inflation. You can leverage the asset. There's a lot of reasons why you need to do it. Retirement's not going to be any cheaper. You're going to need more. Whatever you think that number is, it needs to be more. So there's a number of reasons, but I'm getting emails from people saying, hey, looking at real estate, but I know the cost of housing is going to come down, or some have actually used the term crash. Should I buy when it crashes? All right. And you're seeing it wrong. You're seeing it 100% wrong. So that's why I'm addressing this on the air. If you're in the buy when home prices crash camp, and that's what you're waiting on, you need to pack that camp up. Now, don't get me wrong. If it crashes, those of us that are in the game now, it's going to be like piranhas. Yeah, we're in. But don't wait for that, okay? It's always a good time to buy rental real estate, provided you've done a proper analysis. And if the property has cash flow, okay, number one reason we do it, if you can make an equity capture, and if you don't know what that is, that's another reason to get educated. Very important part of what we do. Equity capture. We're making money when we buy and fix this asset up. When we make it better, it's worth more. But if you've got an equity capture, if you've done your analysis and there's a cash flow, if it's in a good market, what do I mean by good market? I think you know what a good market looks like versus a bad market. But it's beyond what that neighborhood looks like. It's where is it located, right? Where are we geographically? Is there an economic vibrance to the community? Is it growing? Are jobs being added? If you can check all those boxes, I'm not going to tell you buy it. What I'm going to tell you is it will most likely make an incredible investment. It's when you got to go to your next step, right? You got to look at it, dig in, and review. But if it checks those boxes, it is a candidate, okay? It's worth investigating. It's worth taking a look at. And if everything still adds up when you see it, hey, there's nothing weird here. And by weird, yeah, you'll roll up on a house and the numbers look great. And they've taken the carport and built some flimsy walls around it. And they're calling that, you know, hey, we added another 300 square feet. And so they put the 300 square feet on there. And you're like, wait a second, this thing's a, you know, it's a tin can. It's going to fall in, or it's got this issue or that issue. So you got to, just because it looks good on paper and physically it's in a good area, that's when we go look at it, right? Take your realtor or call the realtor that's on the property. Let's see it, okay? What's going on? I've done that many, many times, and I've rolled up on some houses. I go, yep, everything I thought it was. Here's my offer to buy. And I've rolled up on some others, and I'm like, negative. And you'll know the reason, and that's part of being educated. But there are, with social media, podcast, all this stuff, you know, everybody's a guru. There are folks out there that they're screaming at the top of their lungs. The sky is falling. There will be a real estate market crash. I'm telling you, stop listening to these guys. Chances are they don't even own real estate, okay? But they're just trying to get likes because they can get paid because their social media following is this and this and this and this. You need bare bones, down-to-earth education. You need to engage with people that are doing what you want to do, okay? So stop listening or watching these people that you've never heard of. You don't know where they live. You don't know why they're doing this. But there's a lot of people out there that are screaming, hey, the market's going to crash. And hence, there's a group of people saying, that's when I'll invest in real estate. We're not doing this for appreciation. Yeah, that's just one way. And sure, if I can go buy a prime grade filet for half price from the butcher, I'm going to get down there. But it's not going to stop me from buying a grade A choice filet when it's steak night at my house. I'm not worried about that. I want a steak, I'm going to get it. I want a rental property. If everything lines up, I'm going to get it. I'm not going to wait till it's half price, okay? What you're missing on when you're waiting or trying to time the market, what you're doing is you're losing. You're losing because and you need to look this up if you don't know what it is. There's a term called opportunity cost. Opportunity cost. And a lot of people are unaware of that, and they don't factor that into decision-making. What's happening, for example, is by pausing the investment or not taking action, what are you giving up? Okay, that's the opportunity cost. And, you know, here's an example. Do I let my money sit in a money market fund earning sub 4%, or do I invest it in a single-family property where I can double my investment with an equity capture as soon as I've rehabbed that property, typically within 90 days. I don't know. There's an opportunity cost of not pulling the trigger, but you should weigh opportunity cost in every decision you make in life. Finance, health, personal. It's midnight, I'm hungry. Should I go eat half a bag of chips? I think it's best to say no at that time, right? You need to factor opportunity cost because you're going to pay for it tomorrow. You have an issue with a relationship, right? With your significant other, with someone you care about, a child, a parent. Don't sit on the issue and ignore it. It's going to get worse. Okay. Business people go through this all the time. You take some CEO or CFO of a corporation, a department, a product in business, and that particular business segment's not performing. Maybe their sales are down. Maybe margins are down. They're going to address that issue immediately. They're not going to wait and sit on it because by not taking the opportunity to improve or do better at that time is going to cost them. The cost of waiting and not doing anything is much greater than taking action. That's what I'm talking about. For those of you considering real estate and you're waiting for some sort of crash, you're missing out while you're waiting. And chances are, I don't believe the crash is ever going to come. I wrote down 8 reasons, and maybe I'll share those on the next show. But there's not going to be a real estate crash. And if that's your reason holding you back, well, you're going to be waiting forever, my friends. You're going to grow dust on you because you're waiting. There's not going to be a crash of any size or scope. It's never not a bad time to get into real estate. Do your analysis. Create passive income. Change your life, and always remember along the way, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.